Blog Talk Radio.
Children and prayers every day at 4 o'clock to pray for peace. Hi, Willie. How are you tonight?
How you? What's the deal, Kelly Joe? I'm honored to be on your show.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, it's a very important time now, and people are kind of bewildered, you know. And so, I would say this. How many of you are listening? How many of you were born in America? Raise your hands. Let me see. Well, aren't you Native Americans? Learn this land. Millions of Americans have Cherokee, Choctaw, Chickasaw, Cree, Seminole, Navajo, Hopi, Sioux blood in their veins. And so those are your roots to bring us home. It's a big wake-up call that's coming now as our mother goes into change. And so the main problem today in this world is most people are still on the boat. Nina, Pinta, Santa Maria, Goldilocks and Three Bears, Three Blind Mice, Three Little Pigs, IRS, CIA, BBA, FBI, NBC, ABC, point your finger, your trouble comes in three, 3 Mile Island, three nuclear power plants, Fukushima, and so, Khrushchev, the Soviet boss, pointed his finger at President Nixon, and he said, "We will bury you." Now you got three fingers pointing back. So it came back on them. The next three Soviet leaders, to put it alphabetically, A, B, C. This is like a little kid, A, B, C's. So A, Andropov, was buried, because he said we would bury us, February 14th, 1984. B, Brezhnev, was buried November 14th, 1982. And C, Chernenko, was buried March 14th, 1985. Front page, Phoenix, Arizona, Republic newspaper. So your trouble comes in threes. So that's what came on the boat, the three fingers. Let's try it. I'll show you how it works. Everybody, stick up your thumb. What does that mean? Hey, way to go. All right, yeah, hey. Now put your thumb down. Now the judgment finger. Shame on you. Look what you did. See, the gossip, judgment. Now put that back. Now stick up your middle finger. You know what that means. These three fingers run the country. You never know which one you're going to get. And so to become a human being, you do not point your finger. That is impolite. You bend your finger, your index finger, so it points back at you. And if somebody does something wrong you don't agree with, you just touch them on the shoulder and say, "Hey, see how you are." Cherokee, look at a tree. Grandpa showed me, yeah, a tree drinks water, I drink water. A tree branches out, I branch out. I got roots, the tree's got roots. Me and the tree, we're the same. My Navajo friend, the Diné, the Navajo, the real people, she made a fist, put her thumb on top of her fist, turned her hand upside down, and they say, "Oh, look at that beautiful sunset, or look at that beautiful rainbow." My Apache friend showed me, "Yeah, hey, Willie, we point with a lower lip. You move the lip to the left, who's that over there? Or to the right, or straight ahead." The pointing fingers came from Europe on the boat. So that was impolite. So you want to graduate from third grade to fourth grade. Bend your finger because the kids are in fifth grade. They slap their hands together, all five fingers pointing up, and they go, "High five, dude." And so we're going to graduate from fourth to fifth world. And so the ships are coming in. And the ship, to look at the ship coming in, women were not allowed aboard the early ships. It was bad luck, because if you got an 18-year-old girl in a bikini laying on the deck on a blanket, all the sailors forget their jobs. And so the captain would say, "No women allowed." It was bad luck. And so,
oh, I didn't know that. It was like for women to be on the boat. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Kelly. So today, in observation, in your travels, you will notice the old sailing ships, they were painted black creosote on the bottom and red lead on the top. And they were called the Star of India, the Star of Norway, the Star of Ireland, and so on. Most of them have all sunk, but the Star of India, the first ironclad ship, is anchored at San Diego Harbor, so the tourists can go aboard and see the old four-masted sailing ship. Now let's look at the ship and look at the women. You will see women wearing black pants, a black skirt. The ship was painted black on the bottom, below the waistline. Above the waistline, you will see women wearing red blouse, red jacket, so it's fitted with red lead. On the front of the ship, under the bowsprit, is a woman carved out of wood blowing a trumpet, and those are the trumpet sounds that people are hearing in the sky now. The ships are coming in, and so they're going like, "Whoa!" And people say, "Oh, I never heard nothing like that before." And out of the sky, we're hearing the ships are coming in. The ship, to get your attention, they have the bosun's mate, and he blows a whistle, and it's Now hear this. Now hear this. He's a whistleblower. And today people are breaking free from the lies, and they are telling the truth. That's why I talk to you now, and I say don't believe it, because it's got the word lie in the middle, and I don't want to lie to you. I send you all love. That's I love you in charity. Yo te amo in español, in Spanish. And so we want to watch to save our nation, to make a world for the children. We need to take care of it. They're having a problem in Simi Valley, in Proctor Valley in Southern California, 30 miles from Los Angeles. It's blowing 440,000 gallons of methane gas, with the latest report, into the air. And the entire San Fernando Valley is covered in methane gas. And the people are being told, get out now. In India, the farmers in India are running their tractors on methane gas. The children in the school have bloody noses. The animals have all died. It's the canary in the birdcage. And so that's how Mother talks to us. We've got to take care of her. So the main thing to watch now is especially the Hope people, they go back to three purifications of the earth, and it was in their letter to the United Nations. And so to remember, there's always something to help us to remember. The first world was purified by fire. And the first gun that the pilgrims brought to this land was called a volcanic. On the end of the muzzle, it had an upside-down funnel, so you could put ball bearings, rocks, chain, anything, so they could shoot Indians. And so we're seeing a trail of tears return from the Cherokees to remember our heritage. And then so we have the red corn to remember the fire, the volcanoes. Then the people got the instructions from the Creator, be nice, don't fight, get along together, and then they forgot it all over again, and they got the ice. And so ice in Spanish is yellow. And so to remember, we have the yellow corn to remember the ice. Coldness of thought, they got it. And before they shoot the gun, they say fire. So fire in the first world, ice the second world. And so we have the red corn to remember the fire, the yellow corn to remember the ice. The third world went down in the waters, what some call the flood. And water in Cherokee is AMA. It's spelled A-M-A. And look at the problems today with the AMA. The doctor bills are so high, people cannot afford them. AMA, AMA, is water in Cherokee. And it's like a doctor in Michigan. He prescribed chemotherapy for 25 of his patients, and one of his patients went and got a second opinion. They said, you don't have cancer. So that patient took that doctor to court, and he finally admitted to the judge, well, they didn't really have cancer, but I needed the money, so I prescribed chemotherapy.
Oh, how horrible.
Yeah, and so it's agreed. And that's the white corn to remember. Now, when you soak white corn in salt water, it swells up, and it's called hominy. And because of the chemicals in our food today, everybody's swole up, and they got greedy. How many can I have? And so now we're on the fourth world where we are now, and we have the blue-black corn, and we have a black president, Obama, and his mother was quarter Cherokee, and we have blue corn on the store shelves. So we have red corn, yellow corn, white corn, black corn. We have red man, yellow man, white man, black man. And to remind us, we have yellow clouds at dawn, white clouds at midday, black clouds at storming, and red clouds at sunset. And those are our cloud brothers. Red man, yellow man, white man, black man. And so then this last Christmas, Thanksgiving, you could buy what they call Indian corn or decorative corn, and you can notice all four colors on one ear of corn. Why? Because something's going to happen to bring all the people together to be nice, for peace. What's peace? Put everything aside and care. Everyone, P-E-A-C-E, put everything aside and care for everyone. And that will bring peace. Otherwise, we're going to keep on fighting, and we're going to get a purification of the shaking of the earth. And this is my old Cherokee turtle shell rattle. And so now it's a turtle island we live on. The head of the turtle is South America. The long neck, the pescuezo, is the Central America. The shoulders are Mexico. One leg sticks out in the water, and that's the leg of wind, and that's Florida. The other leg sticks out in the ocean, and that is the leg that shakes, Baja California and California. And the other leg to the northeast is the leg of ice, and that is Maine and New Hampshire. In the northwest, the leg that sticks out is the leg of fire, and that is, we have 20 volcanoes in the northwest, and the turtle shell has plates on the back, and this is the voice of the turtle, and it has plates, and the plates are moving and shaking, but we have peace coming in. Half moon is cause. Full moon is effect, the female cycle. Half moon is ovulation, full moon is menstruation. They started the war in Syria on the half moon a couple months ago. 14 nations all want to kill everybody in Syria. So the Syrians and the Hungarians and all them people are leaving their home country. They said, they asked them on the news, how come you're leaving? Well, because we love our country, but you're bombing us. Russia, the Jewish people, the Turkish people, the Americans, everybody's bombing us. You're destroying our country. We love our country, but we have to get out. And so that happened before in the Second World, if you know anything about your roots of the Hopi, and that happened before. And so we're seeing it return. So now, if you have a bag of popcorn, and you're watching a movie, and you have all the popcorn in the bag, and pretty soon you start getting the tooth buster, the hard kernels. So you shake the bag like that. And the fluffy kernels, we lighten up, you see? We lighten up, and the fluffy kernels come to the top of the bag. And all the tooth busters, all those people who are lying to us and don't care about us, are all going to the bottom. And so popcorn, when it flies through the air, when you put it in a popper, it goes and it flies, and it's called palomitos blancos. In Spanish, that means little white doves. And so as our mother shakes, we have the return of the dove. Half moon, full moon, Victorian era, the greed goes out, B-E day comes in. It spells D-O-V-E, and it's, so it's like so. You see, the vibration is the same. And so it's got to be a balance. So half moon is cause, full moon is effect. The Victorian era began with the Cherokee Trail of Tears. Let's look at what happened to the Cherokee. Let's look at what's happening today. First, in 1830s, they took the guns away from the Cherokees. Look at what's happening today. Then they closed the grocery store. So about 130 Walmart stores have closed, and they killed their buffalo, controlled the food, controlled the people. And so then the Cherokees, the soldiers came at dawn and took my great-grandparents from the house at bayonet point, and they put them in a concentration camp. Look at the FEMA camps today. You can go in, but you cannot come out. And so Adolf Hitler admired the concentration camps of the Cherokees and the Choctaw and the Chickasaw and the Cree and all the tribes that were taken away on Trails of Tears. And he used it on the six-pointed star people. over in Israel. The Cherokee have the seven-pointed star. We have seven openings in our head. So I had an extra point to make. And then they gave the Cherokees blankets infected with smallpox. And today they have a Zika virus. And you can order it online. And it's $599 for a freeze-dried packet of Zika virus. You can look at if you've got one of them computer things to look at. The source is the copyright on Zika virus of the Guillaume Cress Global Research in England. It's due to the release of genetically modified mosquitoes by British biotech company OXI Tech, Oxitec. And you can see it, and you can order it if you want to send it out and give it to people. They started it in Brazil. Why Brazil? Because everybody goes to Rio de Janeiro to lay on the beach, and a lot of skin is exposed when you're in a bathing suit. So, of course, they gave the mosquitoes to Brazil. The Zika virus, Z-I-K-A. It's VR-84, and it's got a trademark. Why would they patent a virus? Because Rockefeller said, we need to eliminate 90% of the world population. Okay, what you say has power. So 6 months later, Dr. Richard Rockefeller took off in his little airplane and crashed, and he died. So I said, well, that's a start in population reduction, isn't it, Mr. Rockefeller? You see, what you say comes back. Like Khrushchev pointed his finger at Nixon and said, we will bury you. So the three Soviet leaders were all buried. And drop off Brezhnev, Chernenko. I think I covered that already. So what we say has power. And I'll tell you a story that you can see it for yourself, and you can touch it, and you can prove it to yourself. When they came over here from England and they got to California, they said there are trees here so big, these sequoia trees, named after the Cherokee genius Sequoia, that it takes 50 men to join hands to go around one tree. England did not believe their own people. They said, bah, baloney, humbug, there's no trees that big. Send us proof. So they cut the bark of the first 50 feet, the lower 50 feet of the sequoia tree, into big squares, 3 foot by 4 foot by 5 foot or whatever, and they numbed each section. They peeled it off. Now the bark at the base of a giant sequoia is over 3 foot thick. And they peeled it off, and they loaded it on a boat with instructions to build a skeleton wooden framework, and they shipped it to the Crystal Palace in London, England. And in London, England, the Englishmen took the 50 feet of the great sequoia tree, and they nailed it up to the skeleton wood framework, and they knew where to nail it because each piece was numbered. And so they said, blimey, there are trees that big. And they believed it because they could see it and they could touch it. Otherwise, they didn't believe nothing.
Wow.
And they said the little children should be seen and not heard. And so the little children in England had a song. When you say it enough times, it happens. If you really believe it, it happens. And the little children had a song. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down. And so, from Arizona, some men went over to England. They took down the London Bridge, not the whole bridge, just a subversion. And so, they had their bridge. They loaded it on a boat. They numbered all the stones. And they rebuilt the London Bridge at Lake Havasu on the Colorado River in Arizona. One tree, one bridge. What you put out comes back. And so the great sequoia tree without any bark was burnt black. And on the medicine wheel, the color for West is black. And so now we have to see that the London Bridge was brought to Arizona by Mr. McCulloch, who invented the chainsaw that cuts down the great redwood trees. And the great sequoia tree still stands today at the Mariposa Grove of Sequoias at Yosemite, California. And the tree was burned black because the bark was removed. And mariposa is Spanish for butterfly. Now, in Cherokee, a butterfly is kamama. An elephant in Cherokee is kamama. Between the lightest and the largest creatures on this earth, the butterfly and the elephant. This is called the butterfly effect. It's the new physics. And you kids walking around with that little black radio thing in your hand, pay attention, because this is not on your little radio thing or whatever it is you're looking at all the time. So you want to ask questions from your elders, your grandparents.
Yeah.
So Chief Seattle said, man did not weave the web of life. Man is but a strand in the web. What he does to the web, he does to himself. And so today, everybody's on the web. And the web today is the dream catcher. And the dream catcher, everybody probably has one by now. Take a look at it. They put it over the baby's cradle board so that good dreams come through the hole in the middle. The bad dreams get stuck in the web. So the people who love people, who have love in their hearts, will all be in the right place at the right time. And they will go through the hole in the center of the web of the dream catcher. And all the people, like if the Rockefellers and the ones that don't have no love, they're going to get caught in the web with their lies. Because el diablo siempre olvida poner la capa al tarro de gallinas. The devil always forgets to put the lid back on top of the cookie jar.
You're right.
So they're not paying attention. They don't have any love. You see, we need to eliminate 98% of the world population. So did Prince Charles say the same thing, and so did Henry Kissinger, and all them that want to get rid of people. And you don't do that just because you have money. You don't go around getting rid of human beings. So that's why the people are going to go vote. The person who casts his vote, they do not decide who's going to be the next leader or president. It's the people who count the votes who elect the president. So you need a second opinion or a recount on all the ballots. Remember, we have red corn to remember the fire, yellow corn to remember the ice, white corn to remember the water, the flood, and we have blue-black corn to remember this world, the fourth world, and we're going to go into fifth world, 4-5. And so our earth is tilting 45-degree angle. We're going to see a whole new pole shift. And we've got Planet X. What did they call the children? The X generation. Okay, you get what you ask for. And so now the Planet X, they also call it Nibiru, Hercobolis, the ninth planet, the tenth planet. I call it the dirty underwear planet, because when people see it, they're going to dirty their underwear. In comparison, the Earth is the size of an orange, and Planet X is the size of a cantaloupe. And we're all going to see it. And it's going to cause our Earth to roll over. Like grandfather told me, he said, yeah, our Mother Earth is going to roll over 4 times, you know. So all those brave people who have all the money are going down in their underground tunnels, and they're going to close the door. Well, if our Mother Earth rolls over, they're going to be rolling over around and around with all their bottles of Jack Daniels and Jim Beam and girlfriends and wives, and the toilets will go upside down. So it'll be covered with poo-poo. So you want to be able to survive. I teach survival, and survival, sleeping on the ground, sleeping next to campfire, being able to cook without getting smoke in your eyes. And those are Mother Nature's ways of making people appreciate a motel room. But we're going to go back to basics, because in man's ego, instead of building no higher than 2 stories, the Hopi always say, never build higher than 2 stories. So their buildings fall down, just like yesterday. It was the first day of the Chinese New Year of the monkey. And 2, 16 to 20, story buildings still down in Taiwan. Oh, boy. We live with stupidity, folks. Yes, sirree. Because Jim Berkman, who was on Coast to Coast Radio, he was a scientist. He said in early day China, he said this a few years ago, in early day China, they had what they call earth scientists. The earth scientists had over 10,000 volunteers all over China before communism came in. And that was before stupidity came into this world. And so from one little section of China, they would get calls and they would say something like, "My dogs barked all night." They never do that. "We have cats jumping all over the furniture today." And a few doors down, "My goldfish are jumping out of the pond onto the sand. I don't understand." And a few doors down from that, "My horses are kicking at the corral boards." They never do that. And the earth scientists were able to predict exactly where the earthquake was going to strike. And so there was a big earthquake in a major city in China, and nobody died because they all listened to the earth scientists. So yesterday, we saw people dying in the buildings. It's on CNN and all that. Nobody pays attention to the earth. We're all separate from the earth these days.
No.
So when stupidity came in, and that was the Gang of Four, the communism in the 70s came into China, the Gang of Four said, "No, no, no, no. Only Soviet communist scientists will be able to predict earthquakes." And that left us all sitting ducks, because now these stupid scientists, and every time they mention the word scientist in the newspaper, it says, "Scientists baffled, scientists are amazed, scientists are disturbed, scientists," and always they have some kind of word. Why don't they get a job at Jack in the Box if they can't figure it out? And so what happened was a major 7-point earthquake hit a big city in China. 30,000 people died, and the next day a 6.8 earthquake got rid of the volunteers. And that is the stupidity that we live with today, because we have a constitution. The kids say, "Oh, that was written by a bunch of old men." Yeah, sure. So how about a bunch of 10-year-olds write the constitution, or a bunch of 16-year-olds? What are you going to write? What brilliant mind do you have? Because if you look on the back of the $2 bill, you will see a whole group of men who took their lives in their hands because Englishmen love to torture. Yeah, like Dick Cheney, he voted for torture. That dropped us below the level of animal. So Dick Cheney went pheasant hunting with his attorney friend. And the shotgun went off, and Dick Cheney shot his attorney friend in the face. And then he said on television, "This was the worst day of my life." Well, golly sakes, Mr. Cheney, how do you think torture victims feel? And so those 56 men who signed the Constitution took their lives in their hands because England would torture them from breaking away from jolly old England. That little island sitting way out in the bottom of the South Atlantic controlled this nation. And they're doing it today, and that's why we have the Englishman's Maritime Law gold fringe on the American flag. Well, look on the back of the $2 bill. You will see a scroll of the Constitution with the men standing around the table, and on the table there is a bottle of ink. You know what's in the bottle of ink? A white feather. And that's the pen, and the pen is mightier than the sword, because they didn't have any ink pens or pencils. All they used in those days was a charcoal stick to write with. And you kids walking around with those little radios in your hand and TV sets, try writing with a feather. And look at the lettering and the writing on the Constitution. And if you can duplicate it, then the world is yours. because us old guys are working to make a world for you guys. And that's what the Ninja Turtles were trying to tell you about this great Turtle Island. And the people that keep secrets from you, they run a machine called the Shredder. And the Shredder was the arch enemy of the Ninja Turtles. And the Turtles got the gangs away from that Shredder. And by the ocean, underneath the pier, the four Ninja Turtles had surrounded the Shredder, the arch enemy, and he had those big blades on his helmet. He had big blades on his arms. That was his uniform. And he was so mad because he lost the gangs, he went, ah! And he actually chopped down the pier pilings that were all around him, and the pier collapsed and crushed him to death. And everybody missed it. He was killed by peer pressure.
Oh, okay.
So your tribe is your strength. To know the ways of a tribe, if one person in the tribe is hungry, it means the whole tribe is hungry. You take care of each other. Like John Denver's song, these changes in the weather, we're all in this together. It's all of us or none. So we're all going to graduate, and hopefully the Bushes and the Cheneys and the Rockefellers and the British will all wake up to love. If there's no love, then what's it all about? So we have the Red Star Kachina approaching. And like I say, some call it Nibiru, Hercobalus, Carlos Maurice Ferraro of South America. He's been watching it for 50 years. CNN News says, we just discovered a new planet. Yeah, well, but remember, the rap song for the Ninja Turtles was bad is fast, but good is faster. So let's take a look. The Earth scientists and their volunteers, and maybe one day you will reconnect back to Earth and listen to people who have animals, and they will call in before there's an earthquake, that the animals are acting unusual. We don't do that anymore.
The animals always know.
Oh, they're connected to the earth. I know. I live up here on a mountain, and I got a small herd of deer, wild turkeys, squirrels, an occasional bear and mountain lion, and an elk. And so they tell me what's going to happen. Even the trees communicate. Oh, sure. Well, I'm crazy. Well, it keeps me from going insane. But I tell you, folks, we got to take care of each other. That's the only thing that's going to pull us through. I'm crying for the children in Los Angeles having to breathe that methane gas cloud. And it's not just going to stay in California. The prevailing winds are going to carry it around the world. We're all going to have trouble breathing because they can't put it out. They've tried 8 times to pull it out, but every time they cap it, it blows out in a different place. Methane gas is like drinking a half a cup of gasoline every day. So we need to help them. I know. That's why we have the red, yellow, white, and black kernels of corn. And that's why the Cherokee Turtle Show rattles. This is the shaking, the fire, the ice, the flood, and the shaking of the earth. And then we're going to graduate to fifth world. And then the sixth world and the seventh world. We will live on a total of 7 worlds, and all 7 worlds will be on this world. And now you can get the ear of corn, usually during the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, that has all 4 colors on 1 ear of corn. So something's going to happen to bring all 4 colors together. Everybody helping each other. There's different colored people, like there's different colored flowers for our eyes to enjoy, Grandfather told me. So now the ships are coming in, painted black on the bottom, red on the top. Women wearing black pants, black skirt, red blouse, red shirt. They got their hair cut short like the old-time sailors, and they got tattoos just like the old-time sailors. And they got the whistleblower, the bosun's mate aboard the ship. Now hear this. He's a whistleblower. So look at all the people coming forward and telling the truth from all the lies. Now, as a ship comes in, look at the woman and look at the ship. The woman is the womb of man. Man comes from the womb of the woman. And so as the ship enters port, it goes to the breakwater. When a woman gives birth, her water breaks. And then the ship comes in to its birthing. And so you're birthed at whatever country you were birthed at. And you get a birthing certificate so you can have a citizenship and a relationship. You see? It's all nautical. So now the spider woman is coming, and she weaves the web. And a lot of people get caught in the web, and that's the dream catcher. And the good people are going to go through the hole in the middle, and the ones who lie and have no love for people are going to get caught in the web. And everybody's in the web. So the love in some of the tribes is so strong that when a woman is about to give birth to the baby, the husband is always connected to the woman when she's about to give birth, because he planted the seed in the woman. And when she gets morning sickness, he also feels it if he loves her deeply. And then the woman says, "Oh, I'm starting to get birthing pains." So the man says, "I will take the pain for you." And he lays down in the bed, and the woman goes outside or wherever, and she pops out the baby, and the man's laying in the bed, and he's, "Ow!" And he's screaming and hollering, and he's taking the pain of the woman. And then after she has the baby, she fixes him breakfast, lunch, and dinner until he's well enough to get up. That's love. We don't have that anymore, and it sounds crazy to the Englishman. So you want to have love in your heart for everybody. Remember, your prayer is your strength. If the uncle does the punishing, today we got all this problem with gangs. And so I'll explain it like this. The little boy takes the kitty cat, and he throws it off the cliff. "Meow! Ah, my kitty cat," says Mom. "You wait till your father comes home." This is the Englishman's way. So Dad comes home. "Hi, honey, I'm home. What's for dinner?" "You know what he did? He threw my kitty cat off the cliff." "Doggone you, boy. Ow, 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 ow. Ow, ow, ow." And Daddy spanks. "I hate you, I hate you. I don't want to hear that. You get in your room." Slam. Separation. And we wonder why we have gangs. Let's try it the Cherokee way. The little boy takes the kitty cat. Scene 2, act 2. He takes the kitty cat and he throws it off the cliff. "Meow! Ah! My kitty cat," yells Mom. "I'm going to go tell your uncle." So she goes over and gets her uncle. If she doesn't have a brother, she borrows a brother from a tribal sister. Uncle comes over.
"Hey, what's the matter?"
"He threw my kitty cat off the cliff."
"Doggone you, boy."
Now, Uncle spanks. "Ow, ow, ow, ow." And now Uncle leaves. A little while later, Daddy comes home. "Hi, honey, I'm home. What's for dinner?" "What's the matter with Junior?" "Uncle spanked me." "Well, what did you do, son?" "I just threw the kitty cat a little ways." "Well, son, I'll tell you what. What? Tomorrow, I'm going to take you fishing and teach you some things so you won't be getting into trouble." "Oh, okay, Dad. I love you. I love you, too. Come on, let's have some supper." See? That's called love. That's how it works. But anyway, we're in a cycle. And the cycle is that every great civilization lasted about 200 years. And so it goes like this. Draw a circle. Everything's a circle. Even when you eat corn, it makes you eat in a circle. It teaches us what goes around comes around. So we go from bondage to spiritual faith. From spiritual faith to great courage. From courage to liberty. From liberty to abundance. From abundance to complacency. from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependence back into bondage. And we're about that stage now because everybody's depending on the Social Security. Everybody's depending on the government. Everybody's depending. And so they shut down the money. That's like they did the Cherokees. And the Cherokees went into bondage. So we can see the cycle of history. First, they took the guns away from the Cherokees. Look at what's happening today. Then the Cherokees, they got rid of the grocery stores, and those are the Walmarts. 150 Walmarts have closed, and the Buffalo control the food, control the people. Next thing they did, the military came at dawn, and at bayonet point, drove my great-grandparents from their house into concentration camp. And so that's what's happening now with the FEMA camp. And then the Cherokees were given blankets infected with smallpox. Today it's the Zika virus or Ebola or swine flu or whatever they want to call it. But remember, they don't love us. They want to get rid of us. The Cherokees were given blankets infected with smallpox. And then 17,000 Cherokee were taken on the Trail of Tears from Tennessee to Oklahoma. And today the Trail of Tears was seeing Syrians and Hungarians on a Trail of Tears across Europe. We're standing watching history repeat itself. And nobody wants them. And nobody wanted the Cherokees. Andrew Jackson said the Cherokees are an inferior race of people. So I say to you, OCO, hello. Take your index finger. Make a big letter O in the air in front of you. O. C. Put a letter C inside the O. Now a little O inside the C. You see, the Englishmen took it for their copyright logo. So when the Cherokee, my great-grandparents, met the boat, they said, OCO, hello. And so that's why we have all these things happening now. History's repeating itself. We have to have love. And don't have any fear, because when you go down the river, when I was a river guide, I'd take people down the river. And there'd be a big 8-foot standing wave, and they would scream and holler, and I'd yell, knock it down, let's paddle, hard forward paddle. And I would yell at the people in the front. I always put my strongest paddlers in the front of the raft, and out of the corner of your eye, you watch the person opposite you, so that your paddles hit the water at the same time, so you don't go like a duck, and you knock down the fear, the wave. Fear is F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real, or free every anxious reaction. Go for it. Knock it down. Have no fear. Even Obama said the other day at the White House breakfast prayer, he said, faith overrides fear. And so that's what you have to have. Have that faith. Because we have occurrences happening now that go beyond coincidence. Like, for example, they named a little boy, last year they named a little baby boy in Utah, they named him Lucifer, okay? And then at the same time, a Navajo lady at Tuba City, Arizona, was about to give birth. So the emergency medical helicopter came down and took her to Flagstaff. And on the way to Flagstaff, they had to fly over Mount Humphrey. And the baby girl was born right over the top of Mount Humphrey, and they named her Angel. Coincidence? The name of the helicopter was Angel. And grandfather said, when the people see the coincidences, then the great peace will come. So every day at 4 o'clock, I ask everyone, send a prayer to Syria that there be no more war, whatever, even a thought. It's like the 100th monkey. You know the 100th monkey story, don't you? That's scientific proof. Yeah. Good. Good. Kelly, you know that. So when the monkeys could send out a thought to clean the dirt off their potatoes all over the islands, all over the different in the South Pacific, the monkeys were all washing the dirt off their potatoes all at the same time, all on the same day, and the scientists were amazed. And by shortwave radio contact, they were telling each other, our monkeys never did this before. They're all washing the dirt off their potatoes. It's called the 100th monkey scientific proof. we are greater than monkeys, are we not? And this is the year of the monkey in China. It started with the earthquake in Taiwan yesterday. And so we can do it. We can make a world for the children. The future is not cast in stone. Just remember, what's the moon cycle? Half moon is pause, full moon is effect. They blew the bomb in, hydrogen bomb on the half moon in North Korea. And 14 days later, it takes 14-day cycle for the ionosphere and the magnetic field of the Earth to be disturbed on the opposite side of the world. We have 20 volcanoes in the northwest, and it's lined up with Yellowstone. So man go boom, Earth go boom. And 14 days later, two volcanoes erupted, one in Russia and one in the Philippine Islands, and a 7-point quake hit Alaska. Man go boom, Earth go boom, half moon is cause, full moon is effect. Victorian era, the greed goes out, it's felt D-O-B-E, divine order verified eternally, turtle island, turtle dove. Listen to the vibration. See, peace is coming. If you want peace, if you want war, okay, go ahead, blow everything up, turn the whole earth into a big green glass ball, and the heck with the kids, right? No. We will, remember, we will live on seven worlds. We're on the fourth world now, and then our earth is going to change. It's going to be a cleaning. The cleaning lady is coming. She's got a vacuum cleaner, and she's cleaning up all the dirt, the gas, the methane gas, and all the poisons and the chemicals, and she's cleaning up the earth. Now, when the vacuum cleaner comes around your feet, you're sitting at a chair. What do you do with your feet when the vacuum cleaner comes around?
You lift them up.
That's right. That could possibly be the rapture that a lot of people talk about. And then she cleans it all up. And then you come down to the fifth world, a nice, clean, happy world. And it'll probably be run by the feminine, because girls don't make wars. And so that's why our Mother Earth is opening up her holes. Those are the sinkholes. And what we're supposed to do as human beings is throw all the rockets and missiles and bombs down into those sinkholes, because our earth is a living being. Her hair is white, the North Pole. The lakes are her eyes. The surrounding trees around the lakes are her eyelashes. Her nose is Mount Humphrey, highest mountain in Arizona. Below Mount Humphrey is the U.S. government state blowhole state park. The other blowhole, the other nostril, is over by Mount Taylor, New Mexico. Her mouth is the Grand Canyon. Her saliva is red, Colorado. That's red in Spanish. That's why girls put red on their lips. And her breasts are the volcanoes in Mexico, Popocatépetl and Colima volcanoes are her breasts. And she's putting sulfur back into the soil, which we need because of all the chemicals from Monsanto and all those people that removed the sulfur from the soil. But we need sulfur to live. That's why we go to Hawaii. Oh, it's so beautiful, and it's lovely flowers and everything. Sure. Why? Because it's all volcanic ash. It's all got sulfur. Our food doesn't have sulfur in it anymore. And then her breath are the volcanoes putting lava back into the soil. And so we walk on the skin of the Earth Mother, and every day the whole Cherokee tribe, the old way, they get up, if there wasn't foggy, they would get up and they all line up and they raise their arms. And just as Mother Earth would start to give birth to the baby son, they would go, yeah, and they would help Mother Earth as midwives and put the sun into the sky path for one day. And they'd help bring the light to all the trees, the plants, the animals, and the birds and the crawling things for one day. And they earned the right to walk on the skin of the Earth Mother. You do not take a woman for granted. She'll spit in your coffee when you're not looking. And now she's spitting. And that's some methane gas coming up out of Los Angeles. And so we take care of her. And she's a living being. And we are allowed to walk on her skin.
And we only have one.
Oh, sure, it sounds crazy. We got to go?
No, I said we only have mother, one Earth Mother.
Yeah. Well, we're all disconnected. Nobody looks anymore. So go talk to your grandparents, your great-grandparents. Learn from the elders. You are not going to learn anything looking at that thing in your hand all day or talking on the phone, because when you're young, you know everything, and nobody can tell you anything. But you're going to be in for a shock, because by the end of this month, you're going to be able to see Hercobola, Planet X, the red star Kachina in the sky. It's coming up, and now you can see it at dawn next to the sun, and at sunset next to the sun. Go out and look at the sky, and you will see it. And then by the end of the month, everybody's going to see it. In comparison, it's the size of a cantaloupe. The Earth is the size of an orange or a walnut. And so that's the cleaning lady. That's the purifier. It comes by every 3,600 years, and that's on the Mayan calendar. And so remember, the first world was the fire, and then it came by 3,600 years ago, and that was the ice. And then 3,600 years later, that was the flood, and then 3,600 years, it's coming by again. And so we have red man, yellow man, white man, black man. From the bottom of our foot, we are Earth. Up to our waist, from our bottom of our foot to our waist, from our waist to our navel, we are water. From our navel to our neck, we are air. From our neck to the top of our head, we are fire. And that's why some people are hot-headed. So Earth, water, air, and fire. We contain all four elements. Hi.
All the elements. Thank you. That's cool.
Yeah, you're cool, Kelly Joe. You're cool, my friend. Are we off? Are we going off the air now?
We got, yep. And I want to thank you for coming. And I hope you have a wonderful day. And I hope everyone enjoyed our show tonight. And we'll see you in a couple weeks, all. Good night, all. Good night, Willie.
Night. Good night, Kelly Joe. Good night, everyone. Wado. Thank you. Muchas gracias.